Welcome to Mondays with Miles. At your speech at Elon University a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Brand, you set 80% as a goal for the graduation success rate for Division I programs. As a refresher, how does GSR work?
GSR graduate success rate differs in a very fundamentally important way from the federally mandated graduation rate. Namely, it counts transfers in and transfers out. So if you're a student at Institution A and you transfer to Institution B and graduate, A gets credit for it and doesn't lose it, and we count it in the B's graduation rate as well. So the fact of the matter is the federal rate undercounts by as much as a third of the students in our general population as well as student athletes.
Why 80%?
That's an aspirational goal. That's Miles Brand speaking.
Okay.
This isn't an official NCAA number. But, you know, it's my belief that good enough is never good enough in athletics. No coach is going to say, oh, that was good enough. I don't care if you do better. They're going to want to make sure that you do your best athletically. Well, I feel the same way academically, and so should all our student athletes. And to do your best means you have to have an aspirational goal. And I think 4 out of 5 student athletes graduating in the 6-year window using accurate measures is an aspiration goal worthy of the NCAA.
Is it achievable? Can we get there?
You know, I think we can get there. We're actually pretty close now. We're at 76%. But when you get to those high numbers, it's very hard to move it forward again. And the reason we're so high right now at 76% is because we've been able to help those who are in sports that haven't been graduating at high enough rates to raise their floor. And we've also seen, for example, African-American males graduate 17% greater than they had in the past since we've started the reform efforts in the mid-80s.
So how do you raise that floor even more? How do you get to that higher rate?
Well, you raise the floor, I think, by making sure people pay attention semester by semester. That's why we have the APR. That's why we're measuring it very accurately and looking at what are the issues and problems in each sport, each school, each team, and where there are problems, trying to correct them. So you raise the floor, and then for those who are doing well, you ask them, is that good enough? Can you do a little better? And I think we can reach this aspirational goal. It may take us several years to get there. This is not an easy goal. This is not a gimme. This is a tough goal. But I would like to set an aspirational goal for us.
Just raise the academic standards of our student athletes.
Well, raise it in a measurable way. We want our student athletes to graduate. And 4 out of 5 graduating, I think, is stupendous.
The student athlete graduation rates compare to the general population favorably.
Well, in the recent years, not always, but in the last several years, now using the federal rate, which doesn't count transfers, so it's inaccurate and it's only an approximation, but student athletes tend to graduate on average 2 percentage points higher than the general population, and they do so in every demographic category.
Why do you think that is?
I think over the recent years, coaches more and more, as well as presidents and others on campus, have paid more attention to academic success. I think the student athletes are extraordinarily capable. They manage their time well. They're smart. You can't play football or basketball unless you're pretty smart, frankly. You have to figure out what's going on.
Right.
And now they're applying themselves more. So once having applied themselves and being provided with local assistance, I think, in terms of learning, they're doing well.
Going out there and making this 80% GSR number, does that apply some pressure to institutions, and is that what we're looking for, to apply that pressure? And if so, are we, you know, the integrity of the curriculum, might we see something like that compromised?
Does it apply pressure? You bet it does. It applies pressure to every team, every student athlete. But there's nothing wrong with pressure. You've been a student athlete. You know.
That's true.
There's always pressure, and there's nothing wrong with pressure. To say that by raising the standards we're going to increase cheating, well, you take that argument to the logical conclusions, we'll do away with all standards. It doesn't matter. Then there'll be no cheating. No, the point is that the integrity of the faculty is what's going to keep academic soundness. And when there is cheating, the NCAA and the institutions will act on it. But to raise the standards does not necessarily imply cheating. In fact, we've been far more diligent in the recent years about catching academic cheaters. And while we're not perfect at it, I think it's rather rare now. I'm not sure how rare it was in the past, but it's rather rare now. We're pretty sure. And when we do learn about it, of course, we're going to act swiftly.
So our time frame for, you know, raising the bar, I mean, I assume that it's something that we just want to keep doing. If we hit 80%, we probably want to get to 81 down the road.
Well, that's looking pretty far down the road. I think if we can get to 80% in 4 to 6 years from now, we should declare that as a serious victory.
All right. Well, there is no question that education is the most important part of the student-athlete experience. Dr. Brand has set a higher benchmark to help gauge student-athlete success in the classroom, and hopefully our almost 400,000 student-athletes will answer the call. Thanks for being here, Dr. Brand.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll see you next week on Mondays with Miles.